Please be seated. The Lord has been speaking to us without mincing words on that which he intends to do in our lives. It is very important for us to also look at further instructions on how to conduct ourselves on this ground, on this premise,
lori ipile yi,
on this foundation
lori gbedeke yi,
that the Lord has given to us.
Eyi ti Olorun ti fi fun wa.
And I want you to listen carefully.
Wa ni lati teti beleje.
As we check the word of God again.
Ba ti tun wo oro Olorun lekan si.
It might be very short.
O le kuru.
Because we're still going to have the Bible study. The Bible study is very critical for us. Very critical. And we are not joking with it. We believe that it's going to help you in understanding, you know, how to walk, avoiding the two extremes.
Ẹ̀kọ́ yìí ni yóò kọ bá àti ní òye tá a fi ní lọ sóko àwọn tí ò ní bàbá.
Good. And I am pleading with you that you will please give your heart to wisdom that is coming from the word of God.
Mo ń rọ̀ ọ́ fi ọkàn rẹ sí ipa ti ọgbọ́n èyí tó ń tipasẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run jáde wá.
God is not cheap.
Ọlọ́run kìí ṣe mẹ́ta tọrọ o.
His word is also not cheap.
Ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ bó ti wo òun kò wà ní yẹpẹrẹ o.
But he makes it available.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó máa ń jẹ́ kí ó wà ní àrọ́wọ́tó wa.
Unto those that love him.
Fún àwọn tí ó fẹ́, ó máa ń fi ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ sí àrọ́wọ́tó wọn.
And that's the consolation in our hearts.
Èyí náà sì ni àǹfààní tí a ní àti inú dídùn wa.
And that is the confidence that we have.
Òun náà sì ni ìgboyà wa.
That he will yet speak to us.
Yóò tún bá wa sọ̀rọ̀ lẹ́rìnkan sí.
Especially now that we have made up our mind.
Pàápàá wà yìí tí ọkàn wa ti pinnu tán.
To throw ourselves.
Láti ju ayé wa.
On this ground.
Sí orí ilẹ̀ yìí.
And there to stand.
Kí a sì dúró.
So I am going to look at that Luke chapter 9 again.
Torí náà Luke orí kẹsàn-án náà ni mo wà ní òtí ìkó mbẹ́.
And we're going to pursue.
A wà lépa.
The lifestyle
igbe aye
on the ground
lori ile na,
or the lifestyle of the saint
igbe
on the
aye,
ground
awon ti a ti ran lori ile na.
Permit me to read from verse 1
na mela ye kin bere lati ese ikini,
and I will read and pause on verse 5. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases.
O si pe awon omo eyin re mejila jo, o si fun won le agbara ohun ase lori awon emi esu gbogbo ati lati wo arun san.
And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick.
O si ran won lo iwaasu ijoba Olorun ati lati mu awon lokorun larada.
And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves, nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece.
O si wi fun won pe e ma se mu nkan lo fun ajo yin, opa tabi apo tabi akara tabi owo, be ni ki eyin ki o ma se ni awo tele meji.
And whatsoever house ye enter into, there abide and thence depart.
Ni ile kile ti eyin ba si wo nibe ni ki eyin ki o gbe lati ibe ni ki eyin ki o si ti jade.
And whosoever will not receive you. When you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them.
Yeah, awon ti ko ba si gba yin nigba ti eyin ba jade kuro ni ilu na egbon ikuru ese yin fun eri si won.
I want to pause there.
Mo dan duro die
so that we can just glean a little.
Aba le sha la satan awon tin be nbe.
And then we'll enter into our Bible study.
Leyin na a lo fun eko bibeli wa.
I told you about the called.
Mo wi fun won nipa
ipe. Or the calling.
Ipe awon ti a ti pe.
Then the sending.
Ati riran awon ti a ti pe.
And yesterday we dwell on that extensively.
Atempelemo yi gan ni.
That authority and power.
Pe ase ati agbara.
That he gives us.
Ti o ma nfi fun wa.
Can only become legitimate.
Ole di ohun ti o to suna.
When he sends us.
Ni won nigba to ba to suna ma wa ni o.
Ma lo to suna ede musulumi. I understand it o.
Nto muna doko.
To. You see on our pamphlet we don't understand Yoruba word for days of the week.
Sorry.
So much.
Ah ma awon Yoruba fun awon ojo ti ose dada.
We know people don't know it like before.
As mo pa awon eyan o mo bi tawon at TV.
But they know Sunday. They know Friday. So we wrote it as in we wrote the Yoruba English of it.
Awako Yoruba to dabi ebo re.
Ojo ipade Wednesday si Sunday.
Awako ni Wednesday si Sunday.
We don't use Alamisi or Alaruba.
I fe lo awon Alaruba Alamisi.
I told people we are Christians. We don't borrow language
ni wa
from Quran.
Awon ede to ba tin sumo ti Laruba wa un.
We don't borrow such language.
A fe yalo.
We have our own language we speak.
Awana ni ede ti wa, a o si ma so.
Is that all right?
Shoulda be.
For all of you interpreting your churches.
Fun gbo eyin ti e ma ngbu fo ni awon ijo yin.
You must take that along.
E je ka mele na dani.
Do you understand that?
Shoye wa.
Ife a se pade wa lojo Alamisi. It's wrong.
We will do our service lojo Alamisi.
To ba mo Yoruba pe ojo Thursday pe ni Thursday.
Ta ba mo Yoruba re je ka ku pe ni ka ku lo te ibo fun.
And people will understand what you are saying.
Awon Yoruba kan ti e wa na ti o si ni te pa awon yen ni o wa nbe.
Gbogbo won lo mo television.
Ori mo ma woran ti a ma nwo.
Bo ba mo bo se pe ni mo woran ba pe ni television na ko se en ti o mo tin je.
Gbogbo awon yen na lo mo be.
Nta mo la mo, a mo pe fun o le jabalu.
What we don't know, we know that a mosquito cannot cannot crash a plane. Can a mosquito crash a plane?
It's all right.
Uda.
I am doing all of that because I know that days to come.
Mo nse gbogbo awon atotonu yi to pe mo mo pe awon jumbo.
We need to really, really establish the kingdom and the kingdom lifestyle of our Christ.
Ti a gbodo fi lole ka si fi di re mule ijoba ti Christi wa.
Ati igbe aye ijoba na.
Ati igbe aye ijoba na.
And the language of the kingdom.
Ati ede ijoba na papa.
There is a way a Christian speaks and you know he's a child of God.
Only be Christianity ma nsoro ti a mo pe Christianity lo nsoro yi.
As a way Christian greet one another, you know these are Christians.
Only be Christianity kini tasi mo pe awon omo Olorun ni yi.
We must understand that.
Oye gbodo ye wa.
All right.
O da be.
So I said that
nti mo nwi ni pe
authority
ashe
will not be legitimate even though given
koni to ba ba ti le fi fun wa
when there is no commissioning.
Oni to si ilo ti o ba si pe aran wa.
We must be sent.
Agbodo ran wa.
And that's why we pray that the Lord should break our backbones.
Yesterday.
So that we become pliable in the hands of God. Will not be strong in his hands. We need to understand that which the Lord is saying. And we must cause his word to sink into our spirit.
And
in verse
3,
the Bible says, and he said unto them. Now, he called them, was the first one. He sent them, was number two. Then he said to them, number three. Now, this, I am thinking that he should have said something to them, or he should have said this to them before he sent them. Everywhere I turn to, I see God pointing towards patience. I see a generation of Christians who are very hasty in their spirit. People who want it done now. This instant mentality. We don't have patience. Enough for God to do his perfect work. I was telling you a story quietly when we were praying during that time. When I was stopped to write. Now, when I was given approval to write, there is an elder that God used for me, who I also relate with, who actually seriously encouraged me. That I should approach Brogbile again. So when I approached, and this time around, an approver came. And I wrote to this elder. And I wrote in Yoruba.
The elders will not finish on ground.
For such help that I received through him, that the approval has come. He now wrote back. He first talked about waiting. He said, if we wait, we will have everything. He said, waiting is not a sign of weakness, but a sign of inner strength to withstand external pressure. Then he concluded and said, I hope patience has its perfect work in your life. Otherwise, you will repeat it again. That was the conclusion. He said, I hope, even though you waited for 13 years, I hope you allow patience to do all his work in you. Otherwise, you will repeat that class. Fear gripped my heart. I hope I did not jump any course. As we enter into the days of power, as the Lord gives us this beautiful ground on which to sit, walk, and stand.
There
is a need for us to understand the workings of patience. We are too hasty. You will think something will get spoiled. It's not true. It's not true. As Jesus sent them, so I send you, preach, heal the sick. Now, if they were not patient, they would think he had finished. Let's go. Yet, there was something he needed to tell them.
Sibe, if
as they were to go.
Bi won se fe lo.
I don't know why he didn't tell them first.
Emi o mo di ti o fi kokko so fun won pe
before he sent them.
O kokko so eleyi fun won ko to ran won.
He first sent them.
O kokko ran won.
And then he said.
Leyin na lo se wa wi pe
several of us, we are in ministry because God sent us. Correct. But you didn't know that before you take your leave, there are instructions he must give you.
If Tony leti wa to gbodo dese duro gba.
So many times we enter into the midst of a work and we completely get confused. We don't know what to do again. Because we didn't wait to hear what he wants to say having sent us. Have you seen people, elders, when you are traveling and you are going to be away for a long time, they have been talking, they have prayed, and they have said bye-bye. As you enter into the car, then they will just come near, and then they will start to say something. Have you seen that before? I was telling the brethren here, teaching them character. Home training. I said, when you are speaking with somebody who is an elder on the phone, you don't switch off your phone. You wait for him to switch off. That's the way to relate to an elder. That's the way I was taught. I know poverty will not allow several.
Oh, she knew. They come from the poor.
The man has not finished. You have switched off.
Baba, you think so?
You lack home training.
Oh, lack only no.
You lack home training.
I lack only no.
Even when he has finished.
So what? Yes, so that
I'm going. You know, I've tested some of the disciples here. When I finish, I will just wait. I will hear that the phone is still on. I will just smile.
This one is a good child.
It's
a good child.
He's
not a bastard.
You don't know.
Oh, money.
That we used to test what we teach. You don't know. When you are speaking with an elder, you don't know, he may have something else to say. When he has finished, then we say,
About God.
And that thing that looks so casual.
Because
maybe because I live with elders. When an elder comes to greet you and he starts to talk, you would think he has started to talk, discuss what he came to discuss. He will just be he will be talking something serious, but he has not started. It is when he has finished all those words. And you think he has finished. Then we say, matter is just coming. I have seen elders doing that several times. So I have learned when I don't have patience, when I don't have time, I don't go to greet an elder. Because until he discharges me, I will not leave. I remember one night, I went to greet, I was ministering alongside with Niyi
Adedokun.
So I told him I would come and greet him in his hotel. So I went to go and greet him.
Ibiti won fi won pa mos nibi ile itura ti won wa.
And we were chatting, interacting, talking, and we were sharing several of his experiences with him.
Opolopo iriri n ba mi
pe. Wow. You need to hear him firsthand.
O ye ko gbo
latenu won.
Shalaye.
I was looking at my wristwatch.
Mo wa wa ago mi.
12 midnight.
Ago mejila oru.
12:30.
Ago mejila abo.
1 a.m.
Ago kan oru.
Were there.
Awambe.
I was there in that room.
Awambe.
And I was still going home.
Mo si nlo ile o.
It wasn't through until about 1:30 a.m.
Ago kan abo oru ni won to da nduro.
And that was when I took off.
Ba na mo to ko nbe.
I have learned to understand
that
until the elder say now you can go, you don't go. That is why revival tarries. Because we don't even know how to behave.
Oh, tell me about it. Who wagon?
You don't say I am going.
Hey, we fight back like that. Where others are mutting law.
You don't say so. Let's ask him.
Jacko Mbio.
Even if we say, abutting law.
Do you want to go now?
Say ah. Say about yonder me.
It is where until you release me, sir.
If you have not said I should go.
Yeah, but in the king man love me to be, sir.
I dare not say so. I was telling the brethren we were having resource persons meeting. I was sharing some of my experiences. We're talking about elders, relating with elders.
And so patients.
I was ministering in the place where my disciple pastor. Many years ago now. And I was using a wired microphone. He has a microphone and that is always beside him. So the wired microphone developed for
him.
And the ushers brought that microphone to me. And I refused to collect. He said, no. We now asked the usher to bring. And he came to the pulpit and gave it to me. And all of you could see that he's the one who gave it to
me.
So I collected it and I was preaching. You don't understand. We have Christians who lack home training. They know Bible, but they don't know Christ. You You know, I was telling them, I'm talking about being patient. I was to go to NCF in Niger State.
Oh, yeah, to Niger, NCCF.
They invited me. And they made a very big mistake. They told me that the wife of Brogbile will be ministering in that same
week.
That
will
be ministering together. I said, it's good as you told me. I will not come. He said, we are even going to Boko now. You want to go and give her letter and discuss
her.
I said, tell her that because she will be there to preach, I will not come. I don't want to die young. Several of you know that I learned at Brogbile's feet. And his wife will be preaching. And I'll be preaching
beside.
And then they'll be comparing our messages.
God forbid it.
I will never try
it.
I will wait for my own time.
Fun akoko temi.
Am I communicating at all?
Jo se mo nba o soro sonde ma de o.
You think it's something?
O ro pe nkan gidi ni.
Your father is talking, you are also talking.
Baba re soro, wo na n soro. Erin fun, omo re na tun fun.
We are not talking about class o.
Ah, so nipa pe boya legbe.
That's not what we are talking about. We are talking about patiently growing. There is something else. What you have is something, but there is still something. Baba, on fipa mo. Lẹyin to ran won tan. Oh, bi awon o ta se agere bo ta.
After he had sent them, he was looking at them, maybe they will rush out. The kind of life, the lifestyle, where they are going, he has not explained.
Agbara nbe.
But they have received power.
Ase nbe.
They have received authority.
Amo iwa kidinrin nbe nu won.
But they are foolish boys.
I have seen prophets with fire coming out of their mouth like this. But they lack home training.
Ṣugbọn won leko. Leko le.
And we don't want to raise such disciples.
Ah, fe niru awon omo be lomo.
We don't want to.
Ah, fe niru be lomo.
We want to raise disciples.
Afe ni awon omo eyin.
Who understand scriptures?
Si Bibeli ye.
Who understand Christ?
Si Kristi si ye.
With correct home training.
Pelu eko le to yanranti.
Am I communicating at all?
I'm
not dragging this message now. It's short. It's going to be short. In a few minutes now, I'll be rounding up so that we can enter into the Bible
study.
So Jesus, having sent them, there was still a need to say something. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey.
O si wi fun won pe e ma se mu nkan lo fun ajo yin.
How will you send somebody to somewhere and you are saying you should not pack a bag?
O la ti ran yan se lo irin ajo ta si pe mo gba po lo.
What is the next thing for him to do having sent? Is it not to go and pack?
Se ba to ti ran yan ni irin ajo. Se ki se pe o ya ko lo pe bag ko ma deru.
Then something came.
Kankan wa sele.
Take nothing for your journey. Neither staffs, nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. Now, I may not be able to explain this now. Because of the constraint of time. But I want you to understand that there is a lifestyle. When we return, I may have the opportunity to push it a little. And I was asking the Lord, why will you say this? Why won't they take money? They won't take bag. They won't take walking stick. They won't take change of garment. It appears you are tough. And you know what he said to
me?
That this power, this authority, has capacity to disconnect a man from me. There is only one way to make him stay connected is to strip him of those things that will give him false comfort so that he keeps looking back and he will be asking. When we come, I'll be explaining it. You know, for every meeting we have ever begged God. Every meeting we beg God. Number one, because there is no money, tells us, don't go and start any meeting.
Eyin so fun wa pe eyin o ma so fun wa pe o ma ma lo da nkan kan le
osowo
owo ni bo won o ba si nle.
Don't go and try it.
Ma lo gbianju e o ko ma ba
lo te o. I want to try it.
So ba si fe gbianju e,
you will be sure
ha yo da oloju
that he has commanded.
So ohun lo pase.
Do you know that if you have 5 million naira in your account,
so pota ba ni bi million 5 ninu aposun won wa,
don't you think we can plan a meeting?
Koda lai bere lowo Olorun a lo mo ki a mo tu nkan jo ni.
But we have ever begged
God.
And that has kept us close.
That
has kept us attached. That made us to see that we cannot do anything outside Him.
This
kind of journey.
Shake
nothing. You know, I searched the scriptures. I noticed that it is not the attitude of Christ not to make preparation for journey. When he was going to
Jerusalem
and he needed to stop over in
Samaria,
do you know he sent messengers to Samaria to go and prepare for him there? So I was imagining in my heart, he went to go and take hotel. They were not going there to preach. I saw him making provision for such a journey. But for this kind, he needed to tell them that it's a different journey entirely. It's an attitude that we must grow as we follow him. When we come back, if the Lord so permits, I'll be building on that until we take the last one, if the Lord so permits.
It's
a character. You know, when somebody tells me now that the Lord is sending him somewhere, I'm happy. I will be happy.
You know me, I don't.
And one of the things we will not do is to provide for that journey. It looks like wickedness. But that's the principle I have found in the Word of God. take nothing
ma mu nkan kan dani
for this journey
fun irin ajo yi.
When I told my mother
20
years ago
ogun odun seyin
that the Lord has called me
pe oluwa ti pe mi
into the ministry
si ise iranse.
And I explained to her.
She
went into her room. She brought this bell. She gave it to me. That's the bell that is here. You don't know. It was my mother that gave me this bell 20 years ago when I told her, and that was all I received. Nothing. Take nothing for this journey. When we were to launch, when we were to dedicate the ministry, we were using my sitting room. I remember a brother in Lagos. God blessed him.
Said,
where do you want to do this? I said, in my house. He said, no, that's not right. That's not right. Let's go on radio. Can't we get an hotel? Where we have chairs. Then you can start off from there. And that will look touch. I said, let me go and pray. I prayed. I prayed. I prayed. He kept quiet. I called the brethren. Rajaji was there.
Wife.
Said, this is what these persons
say.
But I have been asking God. He didn't say anything. I said, I know him. He is only setting trap for me.
We
want to see whether if he doesn't say anything, I will go and do something. So I told the man, he wanted to pay FRCA for 1 month. He wanted to pay for the hotel for 1 year. It's not me.
He said, me ni mo fe lowo.
I said, sir, God didn't say anything. So we'll still do the inauguration inside our house. He didn't like the idea. But I have said it. So I left. You know, later he called me. He wanted to sell a warehouse he had in Lagos.
There.
I don't know how many millions. He was to collect the money. But overnight, God came to him. And God showed him in a revelation. Money dripping with blood. So he said, when he saw that revelation, he did not collect the money from the man again. He said he wanted to take out of that money to give me, to start me in ministry. Then we will have started this work with money of blood. Take nothing for this journey. When we came here, it was bare ground. Bare ground. And he said we should go there. Take nothing for this journey. It's a lifestyle. On this ground. And out of nothing, something is coming out. Because it is on this ground that provision comes. Some years back,
somebody
gave us some money.
I went
to go and deposit because we felt we needed a car. And I told my disciple. He said no.
You are a servant of God. You don't save money to buy a car. A servant of God does not do contribution.
That's not the car God showed me you are going to have.
Go
and withdraw your money. Take nothing for this journey. Eventually, a car came. Free.
Lofe.
Another one came.
Imi Itunde.
Free.
Lofe.
Another one came.
Imi Itunde Debai.
Free.
Lofe.
No, this is the fourth one.
Ikeni niyo.
Free.
Lofe.
We did it, and I'm expecting another one.
What will they see me?
I'm not lying, though.
Mi o paro.
Somebody gave me a key holder about 4 years ago.
Eni kan fun mi ni kokoro kan ni odun merin sey. En ta fe mu kokoro lowo.
And I kept it.
Mo si fi pamo.
Said this key holder.
Mo ni kokoro en ta fe mu kokoro lowo yin.
Is for a car.
Oko kan lo ni.
When that car comes, we will know.
Nigba ti oko to ni ba de ma da mo.
So when that car came.
Nigba ti moto yen de.
I went for that key holder.
Mo lo mu kokoro yen. Eya kini ta fi kokoro si yen.
After that key, they are giving me another 3 key holders.
Lẹ́yìn yẹn wọ́n ti fún mi ní mẹ́ta mi.
I am keeping them.
When the
car that owns the key holder comes,
nígbà tí mọ́tò tó ni,
I will just be picking the key holder and be putting there.
Mo máa fi si.
So I'm expecting very quickly 3 other cars.
Mọ́tò mẹ́ta ọ̀tọ̀ọ̀tọ̀ ni mo ṣì ń retí
báyìí. And if anybody gives me key holder again, it's
making 4. Lẹ́nìkan bá tún fún mi ní key holder, ó tún ti di mẹ́rin.
That's my own heart.
Okan mi bo ti ri ni mo so fun yin.
I'm telling you.
Mo so fun yin.
We finish December retreat one day like this.
A pari December
retreat. And the brother walked up to me, gave me an envelope.
Tell me, Tommy, wa fun mi ni apo iwe.
And I opened the envelope.
Mo si.
It was $100.
A ri pe $100 lo wa nbe.
I said I won't spend this
money. Mo ni mi gbudo na wo.
It means I'm traveling abroad this year.
Mo tun mo pe ma lo loyinbo lodun
yin. I put it inside my bag.
Ba ra fi pamo sinu bibeli mi.
And true.
Ni to oto na.
In less than 2 months.
Ojo osu meji lo.
Somebody felt I should go and rest.
And the kind of people lost me look at
got ticket, got visa, paid, gave me $900. I has paid everything I needed. I just went there to go and sleep. I came back. So if you give me key holder now, you are only telling me that the car is.
So I'll
go and keep.
I won't put the house key there.
I know it's for a car.
Moto lo ni.
When I see a key holder that is for a car, I know.
Mari to je ti moto mo da mo.
I know it.
Mo da mo.
Igbagbo mi duro lori. Eje ato dodo Jesu. Ko je gbeke le ohun kan. Leyin oru. Con la Jesu, modurole, Christa pata, ile miro, inyorini, modurole, Christa pata, ile miro, inyorini. Stand to your feet.
Did you know
Lord,
Oluwa,
grant my heart patience.
Fun okan mi ni suru.
A man could be rest.
Eyan le ma simi.
And yet not patient.
O si ma ni suru.
So he will not rest well.
Ko ni simi daada.
Give me patience.
Fun mi ni suru.
Assure this hasty heart.
Ti okan to okan yajo yajo yi fi balẹ.
Okan ibalẹ yi.
Okan ibalẹ yi.
Let tell this heart that.
So fun okan mi.
Nipa ife olugbala.
Yo sin kan.
Yo sin kan.
There's no problem.
That there is provision.
Ipese nbe.
I was opening a scripture to a brother yesterday.
Lana,
I said, God sit in the heavens and builded his stories. God is a story writer. He built his stories in the heavens and he recruits his troop on earth. God is a film producer. He writes his scripts. He recruits his cast. It is the problem of the producer to look for the car the cast will use. It is the problem of the producer to look for the costume the cast will use. He is the headache of the producer. If a man is going to play the part of a rich man, the kind of house that befits
him,
he will go and look for it. It's not the problem of the actor. He builds his story in the heavens. And he recruits his truth on
earth.
Moses said, our life is like a dream that is told. I know I'm acting a film. He provides everything I need to act my part. I don't have to struggle. Take nothing for this journey. It takes a heart that fully rests to walk.
Lati sise olodumare.
How will you send people?
Lati pe kike eleyi le sise fun o. Bawo lo se ma ran mi
ise. Send people to go and walk.
Ni keyan lo sise.
Nothing.
O si fun ni nkan kan.
They took rest.
Won ti seme.
And then they enter.
Won si wo ninu re.
Will you say Lord?
So pe Oluwa.
Grant this heart.
Fun oka ibale yi.
Patience.
Ni suuru.
Let me take full rest.
Je kin le seme le o.
On this ground.
Kin seme le o ile yi.
Even when there seem to be nothing. Let me know that there is something. It will only meet me as I meet your requirements. Are you praying now? Rokunla, please come over. Bible study.
What you are going to hit before you were born, before you were born again, everything that you need for life and for godliness, God has provided. Would you like to say, Lord, help my heart. Help my heart to rest. The story of your life, God has written it. And all that you needed to hack the script is already provided. Though you may not see it physically, but rest. And as you are resting, go in. You see those things coming. Lord, help my heart. Glory be to your name, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we thank you for what you have done. We confess that your word is enough for us. We don't need any other argument. No other plea. Your word is enough. We say, Lord, we will not walk against your word. We will move by your word. We will rest by your word. All of us, we have testimony. Glory be to your name. Lord, again, as we are going to study in our various Bible study groups, Lord, open our eyes to see and bring increase upon your word. Baba, we are waiting that which you want to release. Power and authority for the miraculous. Let it be released unto us. Let your spirit and your power submerge our whole eternity in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' name we pray.